Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. From now until Tuesday, get 20% off when you use the promo code NFCBEAST. That's 20% off when you use the promo code NFCBEAST. You are listening to an international special here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, primarily focusing on the Nations League. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow my Twitter account. I am at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom.
Raspadori, lovely first touch. Watch that over his shoulder, wanting room for the shot. Got it! And finished it! Giacomo Raspadori for Italy. With his fourth international goal. And England are behind.
Difficult for me to be too critical of the performance. We had more possession, more shots on target. I think for large parts of the game we played very well. We didn't deal with the decisive moment defensively. And we had moments where we had the chance to be more decisive in their final third, which our quality just wasn't quite right. So it's a spell where, of course, ultimately, results are going to be the thing that everybody reacts to. But I thought there were a lot of positive signs for us as a team tonight. I think lots of good individual performances. I think I personally thought the performance is a step in the right direction. But I completely understand, because of the result, that that is not going to be the reaction externally. Yeah, look, really difficult to pinpoint why we're not scoring, because I think we're getting into the right areas. We had the moments that we would have had in the past. We just didn't deliver that final piece of quality tonight. I understand the reaction at the end, because that's the results we've had in this competition. And it's an understandable emotional reaction.
Yeah, Gareth Southgate talking about the England team there, who haven't scored a goal from open play for 450 minutes. So you can talk about the Italy game and say how you think you played better, but the fact of the matter is you've been relegated from a group featuring Germany, who was subpar, Italy, who haven't made it to the World Cup, and Hungary look like they're going to win it, and Hungary destroyed us at Wembley. It's been 450 minutes since you scored a goal from open play. If you look at England's World Cup qualifying campaign, no team scored more goals than England, who scored 39 goals in World Cup qualifying. But then break that down a little bit further. 24 goals came in four matches against San Marino and Andorra. So where are we actually at were a team who had a wide open gifted pass to the Euros, our chance to win the first trophy since 1966. But unfortunately, the manager was Gareth Southgate. Gifted in the sense that England were the favourites to win every single game that they played. The closest priced up game was when England played Germany, where England were still the 4-6 minus 150 favourites to qualify from that game. And they were even shorter than that to win the Euros when they got to the final against Italy. And they were much shorter across 90 minutes than they were to beat Germany, where there was a shade of plus money at 11-10. But when they played the Italians, they were the 10-11 favourites to win it across 90 minutes. So this is a gift. When you're favourites to win every single game, when you haven't have to come through as an underdog in any of your games at the Euros, that is a gift. This manager has been gifted a path to a World Cup semi-final. This manager has been gifted a path to the final. Instead of winning trophies, he's blown it, and he spends most of his time talking politics to the media, talking about things that are completely irrelevant to anything that goes on the pitch. And it coincides with the absolute collapse of this team, the booing of Gareth Southgate, and the vast majority of people wanting this manager out, because real football fans see through Gareth Southgate. They see through the fact that the path to the semi-final was a gift and that we should have beaten Croatia as a favourite. They see through the fact that the Euros was a gifted path. And whilst many are supporting him and saying he's the most successful manager since 1966, I see him as a manager that's blowing this generation. I'm seeing this as a manager who would rather be a politician than a football manager. He's talking about gay rights and things of that nature and complaining and trying to be a campaigner for the upcoming World Cup and trying to initiate change. This country don't want change. They don't have to copy how we behave in the West. If you don't like what they do, and I'm not saying that I do or don't, I'm not making any opinion here. All I'm saying is this. You know what they do. You know what they're like in Qatar. If you don't like it, don't go. And if FIFA don't like it, don't choose them to host the World Cup. Don't know what they do and then go over there and tell them to change what they do. That's not how things work. Like, this is absolutely pointless. You knew what they were, so don't go there. Don't start now, a few months before the tournament, and start coming out with political statements. And what are you going to do? Wear an armband. Everyone's talking about, we're going to wear this armband, and oh, we're going to wear this armband, and oh, we're going to wear this other armband to support this thing. Look, play the game. I'm sick of this shit. And it coincides with the absolute downfall of this team. This team are going to do nothing in the World Cup. Mark my words. Bookmark this section of the podcast and remember that I told you this team are going to do absolutely nothing in the World Cup. And finally, it will be the end of Gareth Wokegate. And I don't have to be hesitant about supporting this team, a team that I've been watching since I was 7 years old. And now they don't really represent me because they're so political. And every time they do a press conference, there's a political element to it. It's boring. No one cares. Like, they don't want you to come out here and do two jobs at once. Just play the game. Your results are absolutely horrendous. How can you not score a goal for 450 minutes from open play? You've got Harry Kane. You've got Raheem Sterling. You've got Jack Grealish. You've got Phil Foden. You've got Marcus Rashford and Jadon Sancho, who haven't made this squad. How are you not scoring goals? There's no excuse. Shut the fuck up and play the game. Otherwise, you're going to have a disastrous World Cup and you're going to be coming home early and you're going to be sacked as a manager, which quite frankly would be a blessing in disguise. So I don't have to hear any more of this shit. Like, I've got no issue with the causes. What I've got issue is when the causes are put ahead of the football and the football results end up like this. That is the problem. And I think the vast majority of England fans do agree with me, which is why they very, very quickly have turned on Gareth Southgate. Because you would think by getting to a World Cup semi-final and by getting to a Euro final that you would have more credit in the bank. But it's the comments and it's the style of play, this boring style of play that is in line with somebody who was the manager of Middlesbrough. And that was the peak of his career. It's shit. It's a waste. It's a waste of a very talented group of players. When you look at the names you've got there, you've got £100 million players there in Declan Rice and Harry Kane and Jack Grealish and Phil Foden. And you're wasting them. You're wasting all of these players with Sancho, one of the most creative players in world football, and Marcus Rashford, one of the quickest counter-attacking players in world football, if you want to go down that path, sitting at home. And I'm not saying this as a United fan. I'm saying this as a pissed off England fan from the seven-year-old inside me is saying this. Like, it's enough. It's enough with the shitty football. It's enough with the politics. It's enough. Before we move on with breaking down a selection of games for match day six, let me take a second out to tell you guys about WinBet. Because if you're thinking about joining WinBet, now is the perfect time. Customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WinBet have their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you need to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Now, remember, this offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions over at winbet.com. You must be 21 and older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also take a second out to tell you guys about Babbel. If you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross off learning a new language off your bucket list. Right now, you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for 55% off your subscription. Let me also take a second out here to tell you guys about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Playing pick'em contests versus other people for your shot at winning $250,000 in cash. And all you need to do is head over to nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25 by using our sign-up code SGPN. So use the sign-up code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Moving on to these Nations League games for match day six, we begin with the virtue signalers of England going up against the Germans. And this game is absolutely irrelevant. We are covering it because it's two big game teams, but England are relegated and Germany cannot qualify for the Nations League semi-finals. Both of these teams have fallen victims of home defeats at the hands of Hungary, who are involved in one of the most important games in the Nations League from match day six. We'll talk about that one next. We'll cover this game first, where England are the 6-4 favourites to pick up the win. It's 12-5 on the draw and it's 9-5 on the Germans. With 450 minutes without scoring from open play, you have to be looking at the under here, because Germany are also struggling to score. And given the way these two teams have both played lately, I cannot see any reason why there'll be three goals tonight. And I'm going to that game, and I feel like it's just going to be a case of, they'll go for it in the first half. They'll cancel each other out. And in the second half, they'll both be thinking about their games at the weekend. I mean, we got the North London derby on Saturday. We've got the Manchester derby on Sunday, and Bayern Munich, who have a lot of players in the German squad, are playing on Friday. So I just cannot see three goals here. Under 2.5 goals does stand out as the main bet, as there have been fewer than three goals scored in six of Germany's last seven games and in four of England's last five. And the only game went over was the one against Hungary, where England were pulverised without scoring a goal. So we are going to take the under 2.5 goals here, and that one is available at 4-5 -125 here for this somewhat irrelevant game between the virtue signalers of England and the Germans. Up next, we're looking at the game here between Hungary and Italy, where Hungary are the 3-1 underdogs here at home. It's 9-4 on the draw, and it's even money on Italy. I was looking to take Italy in this game because I do believe that after the disappointment of being eliminated from the World Cup, they would put it together here and find a way to get through to the Nations League semi-final to give their supporters something. But for me, they're way, way too short here for this game. Italy have only lost one of their last 16 away games. That was a thrashing against Germany. But I think the main data that I look at here is the under. Only three goals have been scored across Hungary's last two home matches in the Nations League. And five of Hungary's last seven games have contained under 2.5 goals, as have six of Italy's last 10 matches. Italy also have only found the net 9 times in their last 9 games. So this isn't going to be a high-scoring game. This is going to be Hungary sitting back in a low block like they've done against all these big teams and looking to nick the game, which they've done successfully. And I wouldn't be taking Italy here at this short price, just in case Hungary managed to pull it off again. But I think the pattern of play and the fact that these two teams don't score a lot of goals, unless you're wide open like England were when they played against Hungary and just allowed them to counter and counter and counter as they chase the game, unless that actual scenario opens up, these two teams are going to be playing a very, very cagey and defensive game here. It's a must win for both of them. Well, in Hungary's case, it's a must not lose, which is why I think they'll put even more players in the low block. And it'll just be a case of, come on, Italy, come and break us down. Do you have the players to do it? And when you look at this Italy team, they don't have those players that England have when you're looking at a Grealish or a Foden, or when you're looking at the Germans, when you're looking at a Leroy Sané or a Thomas Müller. They don't have those players here to break you down. So this is going to be a definite cagey game where I think the under is the standout play. And we're getting the under here at 10 to 11. So I think there's significant value on that selection, given the data and given what's at stake here in this game, a game that's actually important in the Nations League tonight between Hungary and Italy. Before we move on to Tuesday's games, because we're done with Monday's games, let me take a second out here to tell you guys about PromoGuide.us. PromoGuide.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of it all is that PromoGuide is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. So go to PromoGuide.us and check out their 100% tracked and transparent and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure, once again, you check out PromoGuide.us. Also, let me take a second out to tell you about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare different sign-up codes and promotion codes from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app provides you player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can help keep records of all of your games and betting activity. To check it out, go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. Moving on to Tuesday's games, we're running a little bit long here because of the rant on England. That's something I hate doing, by the way. I hate talking about one of my teams or my country, but it's important to give you actual information. You might not have heard that England got booed. You might not hear the comments in the media or the things that are being said on radio shows. I'm not giving my proper opinion on it because sometimes that can get me into trouble, but I am echoing what is being said on the radio shows and basically giving my opinion on that. I'm not giving you my actual opinion on the subject matters, obviously, but yeah, I mean, this is how people feel. People are angry, people are saying these things on radio shows. I agree with what's being said largely. They hate the style of football. People tolerated it because it looked like we were getting positive results. Players are being wasted. Talented players are being wasted. And yeah, I have to echo this because it's vital for betting. If you're thinking about England and you see them being moving, you see them moving out at like, you know, 7-1, 8-1 to win the World Cup and wondering why with all of these talented players, it's important to know that maybe this guy can't manage them. Maybe the country's not behind him. Maybe the players aren't behind him. So whereas you may think things are just a rant and they don't belong on a gambling show because they aren't specifically involved about gambling, the same thing could be said about the fact that politics is nothing to do with sport. So it all kind of ties in together. When there's dysfunction and disharmony, it is always worth talking about from a gambling perspective, because as I said, people might not know everything. You guys who are in America certainly don't know what's going on here in England and how the supporters feel and how the media feels and what the style of play is, and if you think England look good or they don't look good, and the players that aren't in the squad and who's being wasted, and the general opinion of Gareth Southgate and the previous jobs that Gareth Southgate's had, or even if the path to the semis or the final was easy or not, and what odds England were for all of that. That's my job to remember historical data and to give you information from the, not the inside necessarily, but from where I am, which is obviously a lot more informed than where you are. If you're listening to this in North America and you want the English take in terms of how things feel and look in the environment that I am, which is a lot closer than where you guys are. So, as I said, we're running long, so we'll try and breeze through what we have here for Tuesday. Before we go back to Nations League, we're going to cover this one friendly featuring Brazil. They're at home to Tunisia, where they are the 1-5 favourites. It's 5-1 on the draw, and it's 12-1 on Tunisia. When Brazil play in friendlies, you're looking at the Brazil to nil odds, and you're also looking at Brazil to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line. In this instance, the Asian handicap line is a little bit too juiced for me at the price of 3-5. So I will be looking at Brazil to win this with a clean sheet, which is available at 4-5 minus 125. Both selections should cash, given that Brazil have scored 3+ goals in 5 of the last 6 games. And one or no side scored in each of Tunisia's last 7 games, adding a lot of weight to the clean sheet selection. The only prior head-to-head encounter produced 5 goals, though, with Brazil winning that one 4-1, although I don't think that's entirely relevant here to this selection. Brazil coming to this off the back of a 3-0 win. Their only ever head-to-head produced a winning margin of 3 goals, as I just mentioned. And 5 of Brazil's last 6 wins have come with a 3+ goal cushion. So, as I said, a lot of data there for Brazil to win this game very, very comfortably. I just feel that Brazil will win this with a clean sheet. This Tunisia team are going to sit back to try and defend here. They haven't conceded a goal in 7 straight games. And whilst that run is impressive, playing against one of the world's best teams who don't mess about with friendlies, everything here is an exhibition. And Brazil are a lot better than the likes of Mali, Equatorial Guinea and Comoros, who can't be compared here to Brazil. So I think they win it comfortably. That clean sheet record does scare me in terms of Brazil winning anything bigger than the minus 1.5, which I do think they'll cover. But when you're looking at minus 2, minus 2.5, I'm not really interested in it. I think I'd lay the juice at minus 1.5, and I'd certainly be looking at the clean sheet of 4-5, minus 125 here. So Brazil to nil will be my strongest lean here for this friendly between Brazil and Tunisia. Now we do hop back to the Nations League, and we have what is the game of the week. Actually, it's interesting here, or game of the international week anyway. It's interesting because Spain were in pole position and they were looking to come into this game just needing a draw. But they ended up losing at home to Switzerland, which was a big upset. And now Portugal are in pole position here for this home game against Spain. All Portugal need is a draw and they end up winning this group. They're actually 5-4 favourites to win the game. It's 11-5 on the draw and it's 21-10 here on Spain. Surprisingly, for a game featuring Portugal and Spain, there could be a lot of reasons here to take an under, which includes strong data pointing towards an under between these two teams. They draw a lot of games when they play against each other as well. So if you're looking at another draw, you'd be more likely looking at 0-0 or 1-1 rather than a 2-2 draw. And in addition to that, it could be a cagey game because there's something on the line. But I think with Portugal being in pole position, I think Spain are going to try and take the game to Portugal. And this could be similar to the game where Spain ended the undefeated record of Italy. Now, I don't think Spain will win, but I do think it may be a little bit more wide open than people think. So I'm going to take a punt here on both teams to score, which is available for me at plus money here, at even money, plus 100. That's because both teams have scored in 6 of Spain's last 8 Nations League away clashes, as they have in 3 of their last 5 group stage matches in the competition this time round. Portugal, meanwhile, have only kept 1 clean sheet in 9 competitive games with Spain, while both teams have netted in 3 of their last 8. So 3 of the last 8 doesn't sound that strong, but Portugal, or rather Spain, are a stronger team than Portugal have been facing as of late. So I'm going to take a punt on that selection. It's not going to be a lock or anything. It's just going to be a play given so you have more of an interest here in this game, which I believe people will want to watch tomorrow night because it is a key game to decide who takes the final semi-final spot here between Portugal and Spain tomorrow night. The final game we're going to look at here is Ukraine versus Scotland. Ukraine are listed as the home team, but Ukraine are not at home here, obviously, because they cannot play their games at home. This game is going to be played in Krakow, and Scotland come into this one as the 2-1 underdogs. It's 11-5 on the draw, and Ukraine are the 13-10 favourites. I think there's some decent value here on Scotland to get something from this game. I like Scotland to avoid a defeat in the double chance market at 8-13. And I even like Scotland as a pick to come away with the win outright. Scotland are trying to win this group. They come into this having lost one of their last five matches, winning the other four. Steve Clark's team managed to have 24 shots to Ukraine's three en route to thrashing them 3-0 last week. Now, I understand that game was in Scotland, but that is quite a dominating performance. 3-0, 24 shots to three. Now you're not going to Ukraine, you're going to a neutral field. So I believe that does favour Scotland, and I believe there's significant value here on Scotland at these odds. Ukraine have actually only won one of their home games since being asked to play their home games on the road. That came against Armenia. So they haven't exactly taken to this. They're not exactly familiar with this and turning it into a success. So this home field isn't a home field. It's a neutral territory. And this Ukraine team are not thriving when it comes to playing at their home games at a neutral territory. So I think everything here points to taking something on Scotland. If you want to be super safe, take them on the double chance market. If you want to take a risk, take them here as a pick. They only really need a draw to win the group. So taking them on the money line is a little bit risky, but you are getting a very, very good price here, over plus 200 if you want to do that. So I'm going to take Scotland here as a pick. I'm going to middle the selection, and that selection for me is available at a price of 5-4 here in this one. Before we move on with the lock here on the show, or rather before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take a second out to tell you guys about the Elias Game Plan app. Did you know the best day of the week is actually Monday and Saturday and Sunday? Because this is the NFL season, our favourite time of the year. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got better thanks to the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA and the MLB. Elias is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of US pro sports leagues. In order to get involved and elevate your NFL season today, all you need to do is download the Elias Game Plan app. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer for you when you subscribe. Get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use my promo code SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN15. Also, let me tell you about Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch all your devices and never miss a game or episode of your favorite shows with included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV for free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Closing out with your lock on the show. Tempted by a couple of unders today. I can see the second half of England-Germany being absolutely dire. Even if you get a good first half where it's 1-1 or somebody's 2-0 up, I can just see them shutting off for the second half with games coming up at the weekend. As for the other game tonight, Hungary and Italy, a lot on the line there. I can see a definitive pattern of play. Hungary sitting in, protecting what they've got, trying to counter-attack. Italy not really having the class to break them down. But in the end, I've gone safe. I'm protecting a 100% lot record on internationals, and I'm going to go with Brazil once again. I'm going to go with Brazil and under 4.5 goals. It's a little bit chalky. The price alone tells you that, because this selection is at 8-13. But Tunisia haven't conceded for 7 games, so perhaps Brazil will have to do a little bit more to break them down than they had to last time against Ghana. But ultimately, they will break through. I just don't see it getting past the 5-goal mark. I also don't see Tunisia scoring, so I did like Brazil to nil at 4-5. But we're going to go with Brazil and under 4.5 goals as your lock. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.